I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
I wish you had some biceps instead of those little Gumby arms, man.
And what have we here?
Our new moving company. Two dudes who schlep.
We cater to the fair sex. You see, they're weak and don't want to break their nails.
Really?
What Ron means is we as men, our bodies are better built to lift heavy things.
Yes, and you two are certainly stunning illustrations of that fact.
Thank you.
Man, I wish your arms were as big as your mouth.
Honey!
Buttercup!
Oh!
I missed you.
Me too. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the summer.
Buttercup, just remember, absence is to love as wind is to fire.
Oh.
That's deep, man.
I know, love makes you deep.
Oh, Ronald. Well, I've got to get back upstairs and color code Whitley's socks.
What a woman. My heart is a violin, and she plucks the strings.
I wish Denise would pluck my strings. That's why I'm going to ask her out on a date for our last week.
You ask her out every week.
I'm talking about a real date.
All right. Neither rain nor snow nor even monsoon can keep Dwayne Wayne from winning the heart of his lady love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course, if Denise says no, there's always Eunice Hart.
Finito. All I have to do now is pack my suitcase.
Think you could sneak this in?
No.
Denise?
Sure.
Thanks. Oh, how am I going to find a place for all this stuff?
Does that say anything to you?
No. I should have a yard sale. Right on the front porch.
Oh, come on now, Maggie. Who in their right minds is going to pay money for that stuff?
She did.
Yep.
Room 20 Y, where order and beauty reign supreme. I just came to return this.
Oh, gee, thanks.
We should get together this summer, Denise. I'll be in the city, too, you know.
Oh, you must be excited.
And terrified. What with Daddy off with his little friend and Mama home in Richmond doing her usual, I'll be all alone in Manhattan, struggling to survive in the asphalt jungle.
Going to be a pretzel vendor?
You are a wit. I have an internship at Couture Magazine.
Oh, a lot of people applied for that.
Well, I'm waiting for the official go-ahead, but that's just a formality. You know what they say. The race is to the chic. Happy trails.
Till we meet again.
My last library book. Right on time. By the way, Jaleesa, you neglected to tell me what your plans are for the summer.
Oh, well, my job is challenging, exciting, and it puts me in touch with new people every day.
Something in the military?
At Eventually, I'll be installing cable TV. It's not very glamorous, but it pays so well.
And certainly an impressive addition to your resume.
Whitley.
Millie, must you follow me everywhere I go? Can I get a moment to myself?
But your acceptance letter about your internship to a certain magazine is here.
What took you so long?
Denise, I found you.
Oh, Dwayne, I hate that word.
Okay, this will only be a second. I promise, then I'm out of here. Denise? I don't know if you know.
Oh, no! They can't do this to me. I can't spend another summer in Richmond. I can't.
What's wrong?
Those high-gloss hucksters gave my job to somebody else.
Well, I'm canceling my subscription.
I guess you didn't get the job.
Nope.
You're gonna say something?
I was wondering, you know, since it's our last week, mm-hmm. maybe you'd like to go out on a date tomorrow night with me.
Sure.
Say what?
What time?
What time? What time? How about 5? Or 6? Or 9? Or
7:30.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll see you then.
See you then. She said yes.
So, Denise, you're really gonna go on this date with Dwayne?
Yeah, we're just friends going on an innocent little date.
Oh, are you kidding? That man hollered. She said yes in the middle of the library. Now you know he's hoping that later tonight you'll say yes.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't want that from me.
Okay, maybe he does, but he knows we're past it.
Yeah, I agree with Denise. Dwayne knows that their relationship has reached a platonic plateau.
Denise is on a plateau, but Dwayne is ready to climb every mountain.
Hello, ladies.
Whitley.
Maggie, would you be looking for a tour guide for your trip to Greece? Because my cousin Adelaide would be perfect. She could order souvlaki in Greek.
Souvlaki is Greek.
Well, she could order the iced tea to go with it.
Did cousin Adelaide's internship at a certain magazine fall through, too?
Jaleesa, Adelaide has plenty of options. I'm just trying to save her from another boring summer in Richmond.
Well, she thinks she's boring.
Really?
Yeah. I know how to order iced tea.
Ron, I need to talk to you for a second.
Sure. Excuse me, Buttercup. I won't be long.
Oh, check this stuff out. Real Italian silk. Now, Denise is a woman who goes for natural fibers.
Looks like you bought at the store.
Yeah, I spent a little more than I planned, so I'm gonna need to borrow some of our money.
I spent my share on Buttercup's present.
What am I gonna do, Ron? I got $5 to my name.
We'll return some of this real Italian silk and get some real American polyester.
I can't, man. It was on sale.
Well, take Denise to a cheaper place.
Are you crazy? I did not go through all of this to take her to a park bench with grape soda and a bucket of chicken.
You still don't get it. Finance will not buy romance.
If you feel that way, take Buttercup's bracelet back, get her something cheaper, and get me some cash.
Okay, fine. I'll go over there, take it from her, and tell her it's gonna buy you some raw eel.
Forget about it, bro.
Enjoy. That's 2 sales in just 20 minutes.
And we've only been here for 3 hours.
I suggest a policy of buy one, get one free.
I suggest just get one free.
Afternoon, ladies.
Miss. Good afternoon.
Letty, word has it that you'll be returning to Santa Fe this summer to get your jumbled affairs in order. Would you require the services of a personal assistant?
Whitley, are you volunteering?
Heavens, no. This is for my cousin.
Adelaide. Yes, I hear you've been looking quite assiduously in her behalf. Very selfless.
Well, she's a lovely person, but she's had a very trying year. In addition to her parents' divorce, she had a tragic mishap.
Really?
Yes. She's on the float in the Easter parade, and her skirt got caught on the beak of the giant bobbin chickadee, and she had to spend the whole parade in her bloomers. And I just want to get her out of Richmond until the scandal subsides.
Oh, my heart goes out to Adelaide. But, perhaps if Adelaide were a bit more direct with her friends, then maybe they would be more willing to help her face whatever demons reside in Richmond.
I take it you have no employment for Adelaide.
How could I? I've never met her.
Max, you give me $40 for this and you can sell it for double.
Oh, this is worth more than $40.
All right.
But so far, I've only made $1. Right. But I could give you the rest as soon as I sell this stuff.
I'm sorry, Mags. It's cash only at the Tokyo Garden. Dad, I have a reservation to Paradise and I can't even get in.
Dwayne, this should cover you.
You want the box?
Certainly not.
Wait, I don't get it.
Somebody in this world deserves to get what they want. Enjoy the Tokyo Gardens.
Thank you, Whitley. I will. And I don't care what anybody says. You are a human being.
I think we're supposed to take our shoes off.
Ah, I knew I should have used foot spray. Well, let's take them off. Our shoes. We gotta take our shoes off.
Thank you. Don't mind it.
Thank you. Please allow me.
Oh, thank you. Dwayne, I got it from here. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Tea,
please. You know, Denise, I'm not really a tea man, but I like this stuff. It's delicate. Tastes like steam. I think of it as the untea. You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I did. But I was really thinking about the first time I met you.
You were?
Mm-hmm. You told me you were going to drive me around France on the back of a motorcycle.
No, wait, Denise, what kind of rinky-dink dude do you think I am? It was an elegant racing machine.
Oh, yeah, wasn't there something about cheesesteaks in the glove compartment?
Forget the cheesesteaks. For you, nouvelle cuisine. And I mean nouvelle.
I'm starting to get tempted.
Oh, so tell me, that first date, what did you think of me?
I liked your glasses.
That's it?
Dwayne, I'm gonna miss you so much this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
There you are! Thank goodness! I have poked my head in every booth in this place. You wouldn't believe what they're eating next door.
I knew there was a catch.
Oh, this music. It's poignant and it's monotony. It reminds me of that movie, Hiroshima Mon Amour.
Whitley, you okay? What's going on?
Friends, I have a confession. I have no cousin Adelaide. I am the one that doesn't want to go to Richmond this summer.
Well, how about just for a few days, starting now?
That empty house with the clock chiming every hour. Bong. Bong.
Bong. Hey, Mama, did you ever talk to a woman who just talks about herself? Day in and day out, hour after hour, on and on and on and on and on
and on and on and on.
You understand?
Yes, Whitley, I do.
I knew you would. Because you two are the only true friends I have at Hillman.
We are? What about Millie?
Millie's sweet, but I wouldn't dare get off my pedestal, devastate her. You're all I have.
Whitley, have some tea. It reduces stress.
You know, with Daddy off with Monica, Mama's gonna pick on every little thing I do. The only living soul she'll be nice to is Titi, and that's because Titi's perfect.
Who's Titi?
Nefertiti, her Yorkshire Terrier. Whoever said it's a dog's life wasn't referring to her mama's little Yorkie poo.
Come on, Whitley, it's not that bad.
It is!
Okay, Whitley, it's the pits, okay? But you're tough, I know, because you laid me out once, remember? Do me a favor, when your mom starts to rag on you, tell her, Mother, I love you very much, but you are the one who made egg salad out of your own life. So if you want a rag, go tell it to T.T.
What would she say?
She wouldn't say anything. She'd be like this. You'd have some quiet with it.
I couldn't do that.
I know you can. I know you can.
Well, nobody's ever suggested anything like that to me before. Thank you. Well, I don't want to ruin your date. I guess I better go.
No. Stay. It's all right. Stay. Hang on. Oh, Whitley, let it go. Wait a minute. Hold it. Watch this salt water on the dress.
I do look forward to going to the club again. Their Monte Cristo sandwiches are to die. Now, you have my address, you two. Bite me. Remember the little debt? Just send me a check and... Mine's the dry cleaning charge for your jacket, of course. I'm going to bed now. I am drained. Good night.
Good night.
Happy trails.
What a way to spend your last evening at school. Now, that teaches you to go out with guys like
me. Oh, come on. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Yeah.
You're so sweet to Whitley. Really unselfish.
What could I do? She started raining all over my shoulder. Besides, she'd already taken her shoes off.
Yeah, well... I don't know if I could have been so generous. You always take care of people. You really know how to take care of me.
I have to. You're spacey. Besides, I have to. Denise, I brought a poem, and I was going to read it to you.
Shall I compare Denise to a summer's day? She beeth more beautiful and more temperate.
I got a little help from Willie Shakespeare right there.
Here, you read the rest to me, please.
Rugged winds rough the flowers up in May, and summer's over before you can count to eight. But Denise is the sun that lights my days. I trust her so much, I'd lend her my shades. Denise is summer, now and forever. If only I could have her, I would leave her never.
So beautiful.
That's because it's about you. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What do you see when you zone out? And your eyes are half closed, you know, like this.
I don't know. My thoughts.
Well, maybe one day you tell me about it. I better get home and bust this thing.
Wow. Oh, please don't.
No, Denise, I paid a lot of money for this jacket. I gotta clean it.
Dwayne, please stay.
Let me stay.
Stay.
Dream of me.